Welcome to the latest Mountain West Connection podcast. We're hoping this works after a couple weeks in a row. I'm not going to blame who it is on, but there's somebody to blame that's not, may or may not be in this room, but I'm going with a third party.
It's not my fault.
I'd say nothing is your fault in this area. It's something with me or something else. But MWCConnection.com, thanks for finding the sign of your podcast dial. That's a lame joke, but Jeremy here, Moss, Chris Andres there. If you're watching the video, yes, that is a Christmas stocking still hanging up in my door behind me.
Excellent, and that is a bathroom behind me, so, you know.
I'm moving soon. So give me a break. I'm trying to move soon without taking any of these off work, so we'll see how that goes out.
Probably it's going to go spectacularly, and you know it.
And it's a month earlier than expected. we'll see how it goes.
So, what are we doing tonight?
We're still going strong on the Facebook, Mountain West Connection there, MWC Connection on Twitter, all that fun stuff. We're on Google Plus somewhere if you want to check that out, but we don't post too often there outside of these videos. But we got crazy basketball news to talk about. We have a little bit of spring football because our favorite San Diego State Aztecs begin spring football on Monday. We'll talk about that later. And
when you say our favorite, you mean not at all.
Well, what I'm saying is that people think we hate that team, which is not close at all. It's just that when let me just say this. We told the truth about Maxwell Smith that people didn't want to believe us or care to listen to us. And I still stand by everything we said about him at the time. A few things changed after, and we reconciled and made changes. But I'll say it one last time because we're going to mention his name maybe two more times in this podcast. He's not a guy to throw 20 times a game and get you a victory if need be. And that's fair, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So now the question becomes, now Christian Chapman will be the next guy to hand the ball off. That's the job of a San Diego State quarterback. The job of a San Diego State quarterback is exactly like the job of an Alabama quarterback, to hand the ball off and pass only and win only when absolutely necessary.
Heisman, Paul.
Oh my God.
AJ Buchanan, whoever it was. Before we get to football, let's talk about basketball first. We'll get to football because we know this is a football oriented podcast, but let's just start with Saturday. Or actually, did you happen to catch that Nevada UNLV game, Chris? Or see what happened?
Partially, yes.
What the heck? That was amazing.
It was fantastic, is what it was.
For those, especially you, because you're more of a Rebel fan than a Wolfpack fan. But okay, in case you missed it, Nevada made what appeared to be the game-winning shot with a couple seconds left in the game. With under 5 seconds left. While the Wolfpack team did not quite pay attention as closely as they should, because you made a hit a shot with less than 2 seconds left. What are you going to do? You thought you won the game. UNLV makes a great play. Because here's one of the things, too. For those who say Dave Wright is a bad coach, this is the reason why he's a bad coach. This heads-up play probably never would have happened with him on the sideline. They go down and make a shot, releases with about 0.2. No shot clock, no stopwatch needed this time. I have a clear photo of it out of his hand at 0.1 seconds. Yeah.
The ball was clearly out of his hand when the clock hit zero. So,
and it was clutch and sunk it to tie it for overtime.
And then once it got to overtime, then it got boring because UNLV just blew Nevada out of the water.
That's got to suck, though. You think you hit the game winner and then, crap, we tied it overtime?
Yeah.
It's got to suck.
But it's like, that basically can say everything. That basically sums up the whole Mountain West season. Outside of San Diego State.
Or the Rebel season.
And outside of San Jose State for a reason. You can basically pick any sort of Mountain West team. And just things have happened, either positively or negatively. Which is why if you look at the Mountain West standings, between second place and 2nd place and 10th place, right? There's 11 teams.
Sorry, Spartans.
Hey, everybody is like very, very close to each other. I mean, Fresno State, New Mexico's are tied. Boise State, Nevada are tied for third or fourth. one game behind second place. UNLV is right there. Colorado State is, and Wyoming are essentially tied, but not really. But once again, they're within two games of being within fourth. So it literally, outside of San Diego State, will come down to the final game.
Look at Air Force. They beat New Mexico. Number two. And yeah, we get the jokes old. New Mexico's not the best team. Get over it, folks.
Neither San Diego State. I mean, shots fired.
Send tweets to Greek Padre there.
Oh, believe me, I get my hate. But see here, okay, so, but that being said,
it's nuts.
It's insane. And legitimately, you have one, two, three, four, five. You have five teams who can still reach the 20-win mark with no problems.
Can Colorado State get there?
Colorado State,
no,
I don't think can get there. No, they're 14-14.
What, three or four tournament games, and then
unless they go on like a miracle run.
And not look what happened. Look what Josh Adams did: 9 3-pointers, 37 points. They got smoked at home by Wyoming, 84-66. It's this league out on like, and even Boise State. They're not what they thought they would be. They've fallen back pretty heavily, in my opinion, after a pretty good, reasonable start to the season. But
there's still, I mean, anybody who knows Boise State basketball before Leon Rice knows this is still a successful season in terms of Boise State.
Oh, yes, so. Yes. Just the past couple of years, they've been a little bit better than this. But this is, but yeah, still is by far
nobody,
better.
Nobody looks that far back.
Why would you?
I don't know. Man, maybe because I just went there during that time. Yeah.
No, I'm just, yeah, they were.
It was a legitimate start to the actual student section that they have now. Like, I was the precursor to that.
They were a joke in the WAC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of jokes, do you want to talk about Idaho football real quick?
Yes! Yes! I was so hoping you would bring that up.
Okay. This is a non sequitur, but this is.
Not a non sequitur, it's totally related.
Well, we know real quick because we kind of discussed about this in one of the last two lost podcasts, but we'll get back to hoops in a second. But Idaho has a very important vote in the Sun Belt.
I'm alerting all our underdog dynasty friends right now, by the way.
All it comes down to is there's two separate votes for if Idaho and New Mexico State, if they're going to stay in the WAC, which is important because it's separate votes. And I don't know if the Mountain West is their lifeline. If need be, probably I'd hope not, but who knows what could happen if that's the case. But did you see the PowerPoint they put out to convince that they should stay in the Sun Belt?
Somebody's yelling at you. He says it's not an important vote. It's a continuation vote. There's something, it's completely different.
But if you're not continuation, isn't that meaning you're removed from the conference if you're not continuing?
Well, you know. I mean, here's the thing, is that they get removed from the conference, but they'll be removed not immediately.
Okay.
They won't be extended on.
Well, that's the same thing as being kicked. That's just a nice way of being kicked out. Come on.
Yeah, but at least you have a year to do so.
Oh, I know it's not immediately, but it's like with the UMass and MAC. UMass is leaving the MAC after next year, I believe. I don't think there's been a new resolve about that. What I'm saying is, the vote is either to stay in the league or go in the league, and they're going to give you a year like any conference change. You're going to have probably 1 year left, if whether you're switching or coming or going. But basically, if you haven't missed it, Matt Brown did it kind of not meant to be funny, but the whoever did this from Idaho, was it a president or AD? They put together a PowerPoint basically saying conference stability has made us not suck as bad. And their key points were we're top 25 in – what, penalties allowed or not the most a disciplined team of some sort?
No. Top 25, I think they were ranked like within the top 15 this year in fewest penalities allowed.
Something like that. A good
NFL. Which is a change for anybody within that like Mountain West area.
Sure. Nut punch. All right. Wide receiver receiving yards was up well because Idaho actually has a playmaker at wide receiver. At least it did, I believe. But that's just a joke we're going for. It'll be interesting what happens, but sorry, Idaho fans. I know none are listening, but it's a low.
Oh, no. Somebody wants me to mention the Twitter Idaho fan.
Oh, I was going to get to that. Yeah. They called out like five or six people. Like, I just happened to see it on there, but then I replied. I got caught up there as well. I replied back like, how about you get some wins? And I don't know if they're joking or not. They're talking about a 4-win season. And then I assume this was a shot at Boise State, something about a couple plays away from going to the Fiesta Bowl. I don't know what to make of that, but
yeah, this I think this was the same guy who basically argued that Idaho's presentation, although their PowerPoint was just absolutely horrible, their presentation was better because they spoke twice as long.
You got to convince them. That's why if you keep stop talking, you're done. What is it, the old movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? If you stop talking, you're out. Yeah, keep talking, they can't get rid of you.
It's a filibuster. It's not happening here. Okay?
Trump in China.
Oh, number four win guy was the parody account. Joe Vandal. Oh,
I thought that was the same guy who kept replying to stuff about us.
No, that was another guy.
Oh, I must have missed that. Okay, never mind then.
But yeah, two different Twitter guys. There are actually two Vandal fans on Twitter. They found the internet.
So is Vandal voiced DeJoko and Joseph Vandal?
Joseph Vandal is the parody one.
Okay, since we have a winning program, we won four games this year. Okay, yeah. I must have missed that.
Yeah, oh, Joseph Vandal is the one you don't take seriously.
Okay, maybe I missed that's the conversation I got into then, because he replies like...
You really got in a Twitter argument with this guy?
No. It was an argument. I saw he tagged like five people. It goes, it's disgusting, all part of the media bias against Idaho by blah, 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 is disgusting. I just did a retweet. How about Idaho puts together a winning program? That's it. That's all I did. And then they replied to everybody. We won four games last year. Improving program. That's all the conversation came out to be. And I think Jeff Kays was it KTIV or something in Boise mentioned something about weight. But it wasn't a back and forth. It was more of like one or two replies. That's all it was.
Let's be honest here, though. Regarding
Why are we talking about Idaho football? Let's
move on. Whoa. But regarding Idaho, well, that's because, you know, Idaho getting kicked out of the Sun Belt is just them for us, an excuse for Craig Thompson to invite another, you know, horrible team to the Mountain West. I'm joking. Idaho's not getting invited to the Mountain West. They're going to go back to the Big Sky.
They've already been told that's not going to happen. New Mexico State, I would maybe.
No, New Mexico State most likely will stay in the Sun Belt for goods.
Yeah.
Most likely.
And the WAC for basketball, where they're crushing it right now.
But remember that when New Mexico and Idaho were kicked out of the WAC, or not kicked out of the WAC, but when they left the WAC for the Sun Belt, remember that New Mexico State was the one that was pushing to get into the Mountain West. Mm-hmm. And what ended up happening was actually New Mexico was the one who was blocking their vote, if you remember that. Rivalries run deep, my friend.
Hey, at least they play each other, and it's not stupid Utah legislator and BYU fans voting to have an audit over canceling the basketball series. No joke, it's ridiculous living in my state, but let's move on.
Hooray, Utah.
Yeah. One press release can crush a monumentous bill in 5 seconds. So lovely. By a certain group in the state. Awesome. No separation there, but let's move on to basketball. We're not going to talk about that stuff tonight. Makes me upset. Fine. All right, so basketball. All there really is left is that who's player of the year in the conference? We have a couple games left. Who would be your pick?
For player of the year?
Yeah, a couple guys, I would say, I'll give you a few candidates. Elijah Brown for New Mexico.
No.
Okay. Josh Adams, Wyoming?
Possibly.
Or Marvell Harris from Fresno State?
That's actually my choice, is Marvell Harris.
Those are the only three guys because...
a couple months ago, we were saying how much like Fresno State depends on Marvell Harris to do well or bad. Mm-hmm. To rephrase, how poorly or how well Fresno State plays depends on how well or how poorly Marvell Harris plays. And he has basically carried the team on their back. Now, Wyoming has done the same thing with Josh Adams, but it hasn't created as much of an impact.
Sure, but New Mexico is also in second place, as is Fresno State.
Yeah, but saying New Mexico's in second place is like saying that, you know, I don't know, like the Dallas Cowboys were America's team from the 80s to the 90s. Hey.
Shut your mouth about the Cowboys.
I mean, I'm just saying a stereotype. I'm just saying, like, I'm just giving a broad sports stereotype that just tends to be true unless it's not.
Sure, whatever. Yeah. No, it's a good move. It's because I was asked this question on whatever some station in Idaho that has been on every now and then. I made the point, and again, Aztecs fans are going to hate me probably twice as much now, but they don't have one player that stands out. Like Malik Pope, Winston Shepherd, Trey Kell, they have good players, But if they had a guy who averaged 20 points a game or close to it, they'd be hands down player of the year because you got to have wins. But they don't have a guy who scores enough points or like a dominating center who gets like five blocks a game to win that award on defensive side of the ball. And right. I don't think that's disrespectful or anything because right now Jeremy Hensley leads away 13 points a game. And that's really? It.
Well, I mean, but once again, that comes back to San Diego State being a defensive team, not mm-hmm. relying on offense whatsoever. I'm actually kind of surprised that Jeremy Hensley leads the team. I thought it was Trey Kell still.
No, it's 13-6 for Hemsley, Kell 3.6, Shepard 10-4. They got Cheatham 8.5, and Malik Pope only 5 points per game. Jeez, it's awful.
No, Malik Pope has been horrible this year.
He's only played 18.
He should have left for the NBA when he had the chance
last year. So, that's not gonna be an Aztec player, but these games, like this tournament, again, we know the league. I don't think there's gonna be too big league because Fresno. It's going to have probably the second most wins, but they're not going to get in. Boise State's lost too many times and too many times of late. Unless, we'll probably talk about this a million times, I think unless Aztecs run the table and then lose to a team that's not Fresno State. And then they get in because losing twice to Fresno probably doesn't look good. But then again, Fresno is probably your best chance to get an at-large team if somehow that happens. But
are we looking at RPIs?
I can momentarily. I can in a second.
I'm pulled up the RBIs right now. Let's see what San Diego State is.
I think they're 60. Nothing spectacular.
They're sitting at 49 right now.
Okay, that's better than that. That's good. I think they need to be top 30 to get at large, but I think. But I don't think they can move up to get there.
Yeah, and nobody else. I mean, nobody else is even close. And just for example, 100? Fresno State is 94, and Boise State's 98.
Nope, it's Aztecs or bust.
Conference champion. I mean, let's just put it this way: from the second and third place team in the Mountain West, Hawaii and UC Irvine have higher RPIs than them. Hawaii's sitting at a 74 RPI, and UC Irvine is sitting at 76 RPI.
Isn't Princeton or Yale have like a 32 RPI or something? Because there's some talk now that the Ivy could get two bids in.
Monmouth is sitting at 45. Arkansas Little Rock, which San Diego State lost to, is sitting at 42.
Well, they're like 21-2 or something.
Princeton's at 40.
Isn't there somebody higher than that? Yale? Because I know Yale is doing quite well also.
No, Yale was lower, I thought.
Maybe that was from earlier today. Maybe that's already
been Yale's updated. At 53.
Okay, that's what it is. It's Princeton because Yale and Princeton are tied at the Ivy League spot, and it would be Princeton. Some people, at least before today, earlier today, saw 30s that there's a chance they could get at large, especially the Ivy not having a conference tournament. But the tournament's going to be amazing, even though the teams are not great. But you got score, like even UNLV, they're at home, but they have guys who can score points. Like, look what Patrick McCaw did. He had the game winner, 18 rebounds, 25 points. Like Marquise Goldman, Nevada had 31 points in the win. Utah State, they're probably closer to San Jose State than in the top half, but. Seeding, well, the main thing for seeding you want to watch out is you don't want to be the fourth or fifth team because then you play Aztecs in game two or game one.
But once again, is that something really to be terrified about?
Yeah, I would rather play New Mexico than San Diego State. Air Force beat New Mexico.
Yeah, but here's the thing. San Diego State, they've only lost one game, but mm-hmm. they are probably within 10 points of losing a lot more games than they – and to give an example, okay? So, San Diego State, lost to Fresno State 58-57, right? But here are the other games that they could have very easily lost. Colorado State, they won by 2. UNLV, they won by 15. Okay, so we ignore that. Nevada, they beat by 3. Okay.
Utah State, or no.
No. Fresno, they beat
the first time.
Boise State, they beat by 3.
New Mexico so, 7.
Utah State the first time they only won by 3. So this is a team that they are very, very close to losing to anybody. And if they don't have any sort like we've talked about this before. A lack of offense leads to some major problems for San Diego State because who knows how much their clutch shots can last.
It's not even their defense. It's kind of their defense, but like I mentioned before, like Florida Gulf Coast. if they face a team that wants to push it out, I think the closest team in Mountain West would be maybe Colorado State, because they push it quite a bit. Fresno has a chance to put up points, but I think Colorado State's probably the team they'd most likely lose to because of how many points they could score. And maybe New Mexico. And I, again, crush me all you want, but Elijah Brown could score 30 points on any team. And but I think those are two teams that Aztecs would struggle with the most. Boise State, we'll see when they play the second time next week. But right now, I'd put them third. But I think it's more along the lines of if a team pushes the tempo, and who cares? Because if somebody shoots 60% from the field, but you're getting 20 shots or something, whatever. You're not getting that many possessions. Aztecs still have to keep up. But I'm thinking if your defense lapses a little bit and there's a 10-0 run or an 8-0 run or something against the Aztecs, they don't really have the offense to come back. That's why it's very important. Their defense they want the fewest possessions as possible. And also stuff you on defense. That's their game. And they'll score points when need be, but they want to slow the game down and stop you. That's it. But if it goes faster than they want to, and their defense, not even the full game, it could just be a 2-minute stretch, 3-minute stretch here or there, and the other team takes advantage of, like I said, a 10-2 run or 6-0 run or something, that could be just enough to have them be upset.
Fair enough.
So let's see what we have this next week, because there are a couple of games. We'll talk a little bit going forward, but we're going to get to football momentarily because football is more fun. Again, yeah. Football.
I think random topics are more fun, but
that too. We could do some random stuff here. Well, let's just go to Saturday. We got Boise at San Diego State. That's the big game. This is actually an afternoon game. Interesting. 3 p.m. Pacific.
That I won't be here for.
You can be in Vegas?
Uh-huh.
You can go to the Wyoming game then?
I could.
You could. It's 5
o'clock. If I didn't have to be at a wedding, I would.
Two games on Saturday. You got Boise, San Diego State, huge. And then Fresno, New Mexico. ESPN2, that's a pretty good pickup there. That should be at 8 p.m. local time there, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'll give all the time zones. 9 Central if you're hanging out in the Central time zone of Texas or Oklahoma or something. But those are key games because, especially for us in New Mexico, that's a battle for second place there.
Yeah, well, I mean, and let's not talk about – forget the games on Saturday. Let's talk about the games on Tuesday.
Sorry, I skipped ahead. My calendar wasn't proper.
Yeah. You forgot New Mexico, Colorado State.
Ooh.
And UNLV, Boise State.
Those are some good games.
Once again, battle for second place.
All four of those. Yes, all four teams.
Eventually.
I think Boise could take care of UNLV because it's is this still Taco Bell Arena, or have they changed name to that yet?
No, it's at Taco Bell Arena.
Okay, for some reason I thought it changed. I don't know why. New Mexico, CSU, that could have like 200 points combined, maybe, if we're lucky. That could be interesting. And then Wednesday, real quick, Aztecs at Wyoming, just because at Wyoming is very, very difficult to win at.
And yeah, so that should be fun.
Don't be shocked if Wyoming, they may not win, but if it's closer than most people think.
Right. Then, well, as well as Utah State, Nevada, and Air Force Fresno State. Like,
whatever.
Once again, battle for second place or battle for middle of the pack. Everything is just a battle for seeding right now. Seed.
Seeding. So that's the games we got this week. Check them out. We have previews already scheduled to go. But, yeah, check out Tuesday games and Saturday. Check out everything, whatever you can. Check out any San Diego State game you can, because every game they play this weekend is great, as is New Mexico. And they got the UNLV Boise State game. So that's our basketball talk. If I'm going to go for a player of the year, I might lean toward – I think I go Marvell Harris. If they get second place, I'm going to pick Marvell Harris. I think he'll be it. If not, I'll go Elijah Brown. If New Mexico gets second place. So not a cop out, but I think it makes the most sense if you're second place. And yeah. All right, football.
Watch that one media member vote for Jeremy Hensley.
Jeez. You mean the guy who you say puts on an act, but I think that's the real person, that guy?
No, he's fine. Once I finally met him in person, like, he's totally cool. I think he's, yeah.
We'll see. I still disagree, but that's fine. That's me. All right, football. We have spring football in San Diego, which the weather's great year-round, so why does it matter, right? Yeah. You can hold it.
They're going to start playing tomorrow. It's going to be like 74, 75 degrees outside. Oh, great. I lost you. by the way. No talkie no more. It's not my fault. It's not my fault at all. I don't know what you did, but yeah, like try and change the settings or something like that. I can't hear you. Are you even recording on Zencastr anymore? You might want to change some settings. For those of you turning in the first time, this is kind of a this is kind of what usually happens. But yeah, so San Diego State starts spring practice tomorrow. They're going to have their whole fun, whatchamacallit. Donnell Pumphrey's returning. Christian Chapman's returning. That's really all you have to look forward to. So, you know, that's pretty much it with that. And I'm going solo once again. Yes, because, you know, it's the best thing ever. In other news, you know what? Screw this whole Mountain West thing. I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do because I have one listener on here that's probably going to make him very, very happy. We're going to talk about it, and I kind of want to bring this up to the audience, so whoever actually listens to this podcast afterwards, Underdog Dynasty has done a really cool thing, and they stole the idea from Hustle Belt, which is our SB Nation Mac blog. But Underdog Dynasty kind of continued with it, and basically they have dream games for each conference. And what's nice is they really did touch the Mountain West because there is hands off. But what do I mean by dream games for each conference? I mean by this. For example, the American Athletic Conference, a dream game for that conference would be UConn playing Rutgers in an outlet mall, because really, who wants to watch that? But their description, so many malls between Connecticut and New Jersey, New York, that finding a location won't be hard. Get some Division I football. Take your little sister to Hot Topic. Grab a corn dog, which is the proper football food. Just don't admit that you are in Spencer's looking at drug paraphernalia.
Am I back? So,
yes, you are.
Oh, great. That was exciting. So, are you talking about Underdog Dynasty? What are they up to?
Oh, I said that we need to do one for the Mountain West. I'm just describing some of their dream matchups that you posted.
Oh,
especially the ones that you posted for the Sun Belt. Like, for example, the Rio Grande rivalry, New Mexico, New Mexico State. Hey,
exactly. Yeah, we posted
playing on a very large wooden raft in the middle of the Rio Grande River.
Oh man, yeah, I accidentally hit play in the video. I'm like, hey, how do I join this thing? But now we could do that. So what I kind of glanced over, so it's just dream matchups for non-conference games, right?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I contributed to this, so, you know.
That's fine. You do what you do.
Yeah, man.
So
Idaho Boise State on a potato farm, ankle deep in mashed potatoes with Dan Quayle as a special guest ref.
So that you give the Vandals a fighting chance, right?
No, let's be serious. They still don't have a fighting chance.
Why don't we put Boise State players on ankle weights and arm and wrist weights on the wrist and then still have them play? With Idaho does not have to do that.
And then playing on the loudspeaker is my own private Idaho the whole time.
Interesting.
So let's think of some stuff, because obviously we could turn this into our article later, but what kind of games would you want to see as a dream conference matchup?
Conference or non-conference?
Any matchup, right? It could be conference game, it could be non-conference game. Just think of a scenario.
San Diego State.
Okay.
And Brigham Young University.
Okay, so basically previous conference mates. What are we fighting here for?
Well, because they hate each other anyways. We've seen basketball tournament when they play. That's always – it's one of the – I felt an underrated rivalry, but basketball was amazing.
So that's it was so amazing.
On a ring of football. We could have
– especially when the show dressed up all as missionaries.
Exactly. That's the way to go, man. As to like a unique location –
Oh, the La Jolla Temple.
Okay, is there enough room over there? Got some grass?
Yeah, you know, you could use UCSD as like a campus.
Play Petco.
have a suggestion: San Diego State versus San Jose State in Bangor, Maine, in January, because they have to suffer for once.
That's a good one. That's a good idea. Yeah, or why not UNLV, San Diego State, or something like that, in Anchorage.
Ooh, but see, UNLV in Las Vegas, it actually can snow and get cold.
True, it does evening hours. Some other ones. Oh man, how about just because it's like the two farthest spots, Florida Atlantic and San Jose State, or Florida Atlantic Hawaii, and play it in Austin.
Florida Atlantic, okay, play it in Austin.
Just because, why not? I don't know. I'm thinking off the fly, so I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. I know it was also brought up Navy, Army, or Navy Air Force on an aircraft carrier. I'm going to go stick with that theme. I'm going to say Hawaii needs to play, I don't know, let's see. I'll bring that one up in a second. But how about Hawaii versus, let's say, BYU Hawaii, except they have to play underneath the ocean in like a sea lab floor next to Kilauea.
The scuba mask in slow motion. Why don't you just play a game on the moon while we're at it?
You know, might as well. UNLV versus anybody. All UNLV mice bite down on towels the entire game.
Oh, man. That's... okay. I want to think about this further just to jump. One quick note. This is 1% chance of happening. How would you like to go to Australia? Do you have your passport?
Yeah, my passport. I need to get it renewed.
Do
I need to get it renewed next year or this year?
By August?
I can't remember. Wait, they're going to play in August?
That game's in August. Do you know what game I'm referring to?
It's Cal. Cal Hawaii, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they really playing this year?
You didn't know that? Yeah. August 27th in Sydney.
Oh, shoot. I think school starts back up then.
I need to make a few phone calls, but there's a possibility that that could be – it's extremely early in the works of something that could be fun.
Yeah, well, you know. And you know what? Beginning of summer there.
That's true. And by fun, I mean being there in person. We'll see. That's – I was discussing with Parker over that, and it's like, well, there's a few things we may try to do, and it's honestly not as expensive as you think it might be.
Oh, here's an idea. UNLV Tulane. You're taking the two cities that are known as Sin Cities. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to stick them in, I don't know, let's say a dry county in like Tennessee. Or better
yet, Provo, Utah. Central
Provo, Utah. Yes, they must play in Provo, Utah. How's that?
Make Alabama Auburn play in the Kimmy Dome. who is it? Tennessee Vontae switched their game from Bristol Motor Speedway to the Kibido. 120,000 to 20,000. Does it hold 20,000?
I think so. Theoretically, yes.
I think it has to, right? For NCAA purposes. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll have to think of these more on the later to put something together for some sort of chat or something later. But should we get back to Aztecs for a moment here, real quick?
Do we have to?
Their spring football starts on Saturday.
I already said that, though.
Did you already say
you were gone. Maxwell Smith?
Sorry, did you already say Maxwell Smith is attempting to come back for some reason?
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't say that. I said it was basically going to be Christian Chapman and Donnell Pumphrey, and that was it.
It should be, but I guess Smith is still attempting to come back from ACL. Don't do it. Chapman, here's all you need to – you're right. It's Pumphrey handing the ball off.
Handing the ball off?
Yes. No, well, getting the receiving end of a handoff. All you really need to know is that, as Rocky Long says, anytime there's live action, Pumphrey will be on the sideline sipping some Gatorade next to me. So it's basically a battle for backups. The most intriguing race will be the backup quarterback. And offensive defensive line lost a couple of starters each, so that's another key area. So that's going to really affect the 2D. But they returned, what, six guys? All conference, they got Pumphrey back. They have Rashad Penny, and then they got Calvin Munson, who's also playing. Is he still playing baseball for the Aztecs?
I think so.
Yes. At least so. And so, what? Hopefully, doesn't get a fastball to the neck or something. That'd be pretty terrible. What does he play for the baseball team? Is he the outfield or third base?
You know, he looks like a first base player.
He's a big, yeah, because he's a big dude. He plays linebacker, so.
So.
The quarterback spot, it could be Jake Rodriguez, the Oregon transfer. But I'm putting my money on Ryan Agnew, redshirt freshman at Texas. Because
no way, he's a right-handed pitcher.
Oh, he is? Why hasn't he played quarterback then? Just saying.
He can throw the ball better than any of the other quarterbacks.
I did not know he pitched. Interesting. Okay, that's good to know. All right. But I was saying, I bet it's going to be Ryan Agnew because if you have a senior in Rodriguez, why would you really want him to be a backup? Just because those Agnews that not ready to go. And they got JC transfer Jimmy Walker, and that's about it. Yeah, it's Chapman's the starter heading to camp, but I think he's still a bit better than Maxwell Smith. He could throw a bit more. But, yeah, that's all you really need to know. We'll have some content on that the next week or two, videos and stuff about practice. But they're starting early, and then I don't know if how many other teams announce soon. Look for a lot of teams to get going to March. We'll have some concrete dates later on, but that's about it. There's not much more I know exactly of when or who is spring games are coming on. I know Hawaii's pretty late for some reason. But, yeah. Any other off-topic stuff you want to get into? Are we good?
I don't know. What do we want to talk about?
Donald Trump's coming to Salt Lake City. Oh, geez, help us all.
Let's not get it at all.
I'm just saying, help us all.
Stop. Stop. Just no. No. Oh, okay. Off-topic, even though this isn't exactly a fun topic, we might as well talk about it. So, as many of you know who are listening, Harper Lee passed away last Friday, I think, right?
To Kill a Mockingbird. Atticus right. Finch. That
yes. Version. So, I wanted to bring up, what was your favorite book, or maybe what is your favorite novel growing up?
Oh, geez. Honestly, you probably shouldn't have brought this up. I don't really have a favorite. I used to read a lot of John Grisham books, but that's about it. Like, you read Huck Finn, that's pretty cool. Great Gatsby, I guess. I read it a bunch of times, but that's about it. I wasn't a huge guy to read a ton about. No, Great Gatsby, I guess. Is that a good one to say?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely in my top two.
Okay, what about you? What's your number one?
I thoroughly enjoy Great Gatsby.
It's a quick read, too. That's why, probably, as well. It's not very long.
So two very, very different books, but both within my top five. Two very highly different from each other. I love Old Man and the Sea.
Okay.
I'm probably going to get some hate mail for that one. And No. Probably some real hate mail. And I love Catch 22.
You know what I want to read though? It's dumb because I like the movie, but Catch Me If You Can. I heard that's a great book as well. Did you ever see that movie with Leo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks?
No, I haven't. I must see it.
Probably my favorite movie. It's like 10 or so. Christopher Walken's in it. I know we're talking books, but it's a.
Oh, that sounds like a good movie.
It is a really good one. I like that.
How about Les Miserables?
Eh.
What, you don't like? French 18th century literature about people dying and miserable things?
That sounds miserable. I like it.
Well, too bad. Oh. that and any Russian literature?
Oh, jeez. Russian literature? What do you know in Russia?
Well, you know, Crime and Punishment. The Brothers Karamazov.
Okay. Let's get to something people want to talk about, not literature.
Hold on here.
Sorry, Matt. If Matt's listening, I apologize. It's an MFA program.
It's not Matt who's listening. Otherwise, he'd be totally siding with me right now.
He will be. I mean, if he listens afterwards.
Okay.
Not Donald Trump, so move on from that again. Do you – I'm going to move to the opposite of reading, which is TV. Is that okay?
Fine. I haven't watched any good TV shows. When I do watch TV shows, people make fun of me because I'm like 50 or 55.
So what are you watching? Is it CSI again you're going to talk about?
NCIS.
NCIS. Do you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I do watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Absolutely hilarious.
I saw the most recent episodes. Oh, It's been on for 12 years, I think, and it's still probably the funniest show on TV.
Yeah, I absolutely. Well, it's hilarious because of how absolutely insane it is
and terrible they are.
I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of exaggeration, but people from Philadelphia. I mean, you guys have to give me an idea. Is this like really how horrible people are?
I don't know. That's one of my every week. We talk about Matt. Was it Man Seeking Woman? That's like the weirdest show ever, and I can't watch that at all.
What about Archer? Are you excited for Archer to return?
I've never seen Archer. Should I?
Oh my goodness, I love Archer.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah,
I know it's coming back March 31st.
It is, and they're going to do a PI version, which is going to be hilarious.
I do know. Is it some lady? Is one from Arrested Development on there? Right, the old lady, Lucille number one.
Yeah, Jessica Walter.
That's who it is. Yes.
They have a few characters from Arrested Development as kind of like guest stars.
I just know her a little bit. One last thing. One of my favorite shows coming back, The Americans. No, nothing?
Is it? No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, if you like Justified, this is probably almost better than Justified.
That is impossible.
Not impossible. 1980s Russian spy Cold War.
Oh, it sounds like my kind of show. Sounds like something I need to watch, but
it's only been 3 seasons. I think 4 seasons coming up, so there's only what 13 episodes each.
Yeah, that's so it's basically similar style of Justified.
Yeah, FX.
It's kind of a spring to early summer show.
Yeah, I won't say anything about it, but if you get a chance, watch it. So that's my recommendation for next month. Watch that. Americans, it's Always Sunny's go-to. I still don't like Danny DeVito. The weird thing is about that show, really quick, as we go really off topic.
For some reason, here.
I still think it's better without Danny DeVito, even though he's been on the show for like 9 seasons.
Really?
I honestly do. I thought, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I love Danny DeVito's character.
He's good at times, but sometimes he's overkill. Like the episode, did you saw the one that was from his point of view?
Yeah.
That was, it was funny, but it wasn't like anything great.
No. Frank is my favorite character outside of Charlie. Charlie is my absolute
favorite. doing the Charlie work? Okay, gotcha. All right, so I think we've done enough damage here because you probably hear some giggling in the background.
Yeah, we probably should stop.
From someone who should be asleep at 10:30 at night, but that's our show for tonight. We will, I don't know if we'll make up for missed shows, but we'll try to do something because the past couple weeks have not worked out well. But check us out, mwcconnection.com. And if you have any ideas, send them to Twitter, mwcconnection. Put them on our Facebook page about random off-season matchups that would be cool to see in unique places.
Oh, by the way, socks.
Yes. Oh, let's talk about socks super quick. Bombas.com/MountainWest. We have video on tonight, but I'm not wearing socks. I'm for some reason going foot commando, if that makes sense.
You're a horrible person.
Which means sockless. But no, check them out. They are, I actually am going to buy a new pair soon in a couple weeks. They even though it's getting warmer, I still bust out the low-cut ones, the low-cut socks. Is that a good term for it?
Yeah, don't buy the merino wool because, you know, winter's almost over.
Yeah, don't buy those. Buy the blister tab for your workout. Go running. They're perfect. You don't need to put a little Band-Aid back there so you don't slip or fall. Go down. Because I hate those. I have socks like that. They go underneath your heel, and it's annoying. So I assume you get attention from your brightly colored socks, correct?
I definitely do.
Do you wear shorts of those Boise State Blues?
I did.
You did? Not anymore. They just hey, that's Chris. That's what it is. Oh, yeah. Mr. Hondras?
Well, I don't wear shorts to work.
Oh, good point. That's right. They probably frown upon that. But yeah, honestly, they are the most comfortable socks ever. They donate a pair to those in need who need that whenever you buy a pair. So if you buy 4 pair, they get four pair to hopefully somebody who really needs them. And again, we get 20% off that first order. Bombas.com/MountainWest. You get a little break on that because they're not cheap, but they're worth it. In my opinion. I've had pairs for
20. You save 20% there. You get a few dollars. You could spend your money on somewhere else.
Exactly. And here's my last tip: go to the Gap. They sell them there. If you don't trust us, don't buy them at the Gap. But just take a look at them and say, okay, see what the feel are, and then go to the website bombas.com/MountainWest to get that offer. Because I'll wear these for 3 or 4 days in a row, and they still smell great. I smelled my socks after 3 days of wearing them once.
They're so gross.
Hey, they smelled fine.
Right, we're done. We're done here.
That's a show. MWCConnection.com, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. I just downloaded Pocket Cast. That's awesome. Give them the $4 to get their pro version. So check us out. We'll see you guys next time. And, yeah, check our website. Spring football is here, and tournament craziness is abound.